Blog Talk Radio.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to the On the Edge Women in Business, Business on the Edge show. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, helping you reach your small business dreams and career goals. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels, Twitter Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our Facebook page, Silicon Valley Business Coach, MJ Radio Host. Our Facebook group page for women in business is the On the Edge Women in Business group page. You can click on and request to join the group, post your products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views. It is a group for you to make your comments known, your products, get your brand out there, those sorts of things. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz with your questions, comments. If you want to come on the show, email me and we'll take a look at that and see whether or not you're a fit to come on the AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge show. I am a radio host for AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge in Silicon Valley, San Jose. Good morning, Sunday morning blog talk radio listeners. Glad to be here this morning. I don't typically do an early morning Sunday show, but I thought let's do an early morning show. I'm going to talk about our On the Edge Women in Business Club, give you an idea as to what we do, give you an idea as to what Business on the Edge does, and what I'm doing as a radio show host to bring opportunities to small business owners, women in business, and our young people. Those are the three areas that are my passion, my niche, and I try to keep a demeanor of comfortability, I guess I would say, touchable to some degree. And so, and hopefully we do, we have a good time doing it. So today's show is about, you know, sometimes I'm asked the question, well, what do you do really? And it's not really that we're doing a lot of things at Business on the Edge. We are a small business problem solver for small businesses. And what we, who we work with in terms of small businesses are motivated small businesses. We find that not everyone who jumps into entrepreneurship, that's really what they want to do once they find out that there's a lot of work into entrepreneurship, building a small business, whether you're a sole proprietorship, C corporation, LLC, whatever you've chosen in terms of your structure. And what we try to do is convince, I say the word convince because service industries have a hard time convincing prospects to some degree that there's a service that they really need to buy into. And sometimes because a service industry is informational to some degree, that the information that you may be getting is intangible. We like buying tangible items. If I go to the store, I buy a Coke, I get a can of Coke, I spend my money, and I get that in my hands. But sometimes it's information. And for those of you that are in service industries like life coaching, business coaching, some sort of consulting business, it is a challenge because you have clientele or prospects that think that they can get to the answers that they need, and maybe some will. But even if you're able to do some things because you've worked in corporate America, when you're a business owner, the fact of the matter is that you can't do it all. the things that you did proficiently, maybe for your bosses, if you were their key person and getting things organized and in order, the reason you're doing it is because the boss can't do it. Doesn't mean the boss doesn't know how to do it. It means that the boss needs someone assisting them to get those things done. And so that's why we bring in team members. A smart business owner, entrepreneur, will bring in other people around them to get things done. Says, well, I don't have the money. I don't have the resources. Not all businesses start out with that, you know, $250,000 in their pocket to jump into business, to bring in the people resources, equipment resources, technology resources to get your business off the ground. And oftentimes it is the few dollars that you have in your pocket, your wallet, your purse, that you're starting your business with. And what Business on the Edge does is we try to take those small dollars that you have and put them to work for you. And over time, you begin to build the right kind of structure. And so you have these indirect costs. You have these costs that you would not realize the benefit of them in terms of new business until sometime down the line. But you do understand that, or should understand, that it is a process. For me, I've been a radio show host now for going into our fifth year, so we're excited about that with AM 1220 KDOW. We have exciting new opportunities. WCKG Radio, Business Radio in Chicago, has reached out to me and would like me to consider doing a daily show for them. And so we're looking at that. And then, of course, KKSF, if you read the description of this show, reaching out to me. And also KFAX here in Silicon Valley. These stations are both here in Silicon Valley, reaching out to me to do a show. So we're looking at those opportunities. Actually, we are going to go on KFAX. I think we're going to do a show called Faith and Business on the Edge. It's important that the faith-based community have some balances in with regards to doing business, whether it's a for-profit or non-profit business, whether it's a ministry-type business. Businesses are not, I would say, Muslim or Christian or whatever the belief system, saved or unsaved. Businesses are businesses by state law. And so we want to differentiate between how you're dealing with businesses if you're faith-based versus, you know, the business structure, that there's some clear dividing lines. And so you want to keep them clear so that way you can build a healthy and strong business. So we're looking forward to that coming at the end of the month. So Business on the Edge. So let me share a little bit about our mission, and then I will get to the On the Edge Women in Business Club, which I am very excited about. We launched the On the Edge Women in Business Club at the end of January last year, 2014, and so we are excited about the membership growing and some of the things that we want to do within the club. So first and foremost, Business on the Edge, what do we do? What do we do? I am not just on the radio. I am working hard for our customers during the week. Our business coaches and business analysts work hard for you, and we want you to succeed. So Business on the Edge's mission statement is this, and you can find this on our website at www.businessontheedge.biz/coaching.html. So if you want to go out there and you just click on coaching, then you can get to the mission statement. So our mission statement is to support motivated, keyword there, motivated small business owners in fortifying their business model, organizational structure, and foundation that promotes their business's long-term sustainability. Many businesses do not realize, small businesses, that startup mode can be your first 5 years, and it could be your first 7 years. Startup mode ends when your company is sustainable, your structure is there, and that you can continue to build your business, and then you make, of course, adjustments in terms of maybe your products and services and how you offer them based on what's going on in the economy, what's going on with the technology. You want to keep up with changing times. But for the most part, startup mode is a very long process. It's not, I go and buy my business license, I get my fictitious business name statement, you know, I get my tax ID and I'm in business, so now I'm out of startup mode. That is not correct at all. You don't want to think in that mode. You are starting and you're in startup mode and you want to make sure that you put the right foundation in place so you can move forward. And part of that foundation is developing a solid business plan. Now, I get the fact that you cannot sometimes have the business plan ready when you launch the business. That's ideal. Maybe you lost your job and you have to just jump into business. What I would say to you is develop that plan while you're doing other things to get your business off the ground. And some of the services that we support can do that, and I'll talk a little bit about our smart small business programs, but I really want to get to the club membership information. And so also our mission statement is to support motivated small business owners with reliable, relevant, realistic, and quality smart resources and matching KPI programs for their business management and program progress tracking. So you want to see where you're going. And when we can measure that and show you, then you're more comfortable with investing your dollars. So you want to be able to do that. And then our mission statement is to support motivated women in business and women professionals with unique opportunities. This is the program, the On the Edge Women in Business Club, opportunities using customized resources and services that levels the professional playing field. Women need a little bit more. This is not anti-men. It just means that women need a little bit more. And so as a result of that, I, for many years, wanted a club. I didn't want an association, or I didn't want something that it's really competing with commerces in your cities, other women in business organizations and groups, but a club, and I call it a club because a club, we want to build a club or team kind of atmosphere, synergy within the On the Edge Women in Business Club with women getting to know each other, becoming friends, doing business with one another, connecting each other to other resources. And I'm excited that that actually is some of the things that are happening. And so we have to train women to participate in, you know, sharing network opportunities. Maybe you're not the one that can buy that particular service, but you know someone that can, and you're developing friendships. And that's what I love the most, is that friendships are being built within this club, and women are connecting with each other outside of the club. There's a directory and so forth for that. So I'm very, very excited about the On the Edge Women in Business Club, and we're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to dig into the nuts and bolts of the On the Edge Women in Business Club, a club that you want to be connected with.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson, will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m., part of Money 2.0, right here on AM 1220 KDOW. Business coach Margaret Jackson and host of KDOW Money 2.0's Business on the Edge is passionate when it comes to helping entrepreneurs fulfill their life's dream of business ownership. Sometimes all it takes is someone to stand behind you to cheer you on. Margaret Jackson wants you to know you can do it. She'll be your greatest cheerleader. As a business coach, Margaret Jackson provides all the tools and resources you need to move your business forward. Turn your dream into a reality. Give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. Margaret Jackson, a true business coach, equipped with everything you need to start a new business, from writing a successful business plan, marketing and advertising strategies, to helping grow an existing business and take it to the next level. If you want to reach your goals, give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. That's 408-357-0951. Or online at businessontheedge.biz.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive Women in Business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
And we're back to On the Edge Women in Business from Business on the Edge. And so that last commercial there shared a little bit about the On the Edge Women in Business Club. The On the Edge Women in Business Club is a national club. It is not a Silicon Valley club. We're based in Silicon Valley, but it is not limited to Silicon Valley, Bay Area. And again, I am a radio show host for AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, Business and Finance Radio. And we are actually number one in the nation of Business and Finance Radio, so we're excited about winning that for the, I believe that's the second year in a row there. So the On the Edge Women in Business Club, what is it exactly? It is a national club, nationwide club. And the benefits of the On the Edge Women in Business Club is to come together and share resources as business women and professionals. Maybe you're a woman professional and you want to develop your career, so there's professional trainings. We have webinars. We have audio MP3s, we have a mix of professional resources that can lend towards your growth. We have life coaches that help bring some balance into the world of maybe that's going crazy sometimes as executive women. There's so much pressure in the workplace. There's so many demands, that high demand, and you just need that coach, that life coach to give you that motivation. So we have all of that within the club. And so the On the Edge Women in Business Club, you can get to from our Business on the Edge website, businessontheedge.biz, and then you can click on any of the On the Edge Women in Business Club logos and go straight to the club website. And so now the club website has a membership. It's membership-based, and when you become a member, you have access to your member portal, and you can get inside that portal and experience the full experience of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. So what is the club? It's a Silicon Valley business club, and it is proactive, and there's four types of memberships. Number one, it's a small business owner membership. So if you have a small business, then that's the level that you would join in. Number two, we have the professional career woman. You can join into that level. And so you might be a salesperson at your company. And if you work for a company, what I would say is ask your company to purchase your membership for you. You know, it's a tax write-off for them. You know, it's another resource to have an opportunity to share your products, your services, opportunities to possibly be a presenter on our monthly leadership calls as you continue as you interact in the club. Now, when I say that this club is proactive, the club is proactive. It is as good as you make it. Now, we're going to put resources out there. We're going to continue to advance the club and unfold the club depending on what's going on within the business industries. But we're constantly looking at ways to improve. We're constantly looking at ways to add value to your experience. And so as club members, we have resources and opportunities that maybe you would not otherwise have if you weren't connected. Some of the club members have been on my show. They've been on the Blog Talk Radio show. They've been on the AM 1220 KDOW show. And as we launch off into the AM 1100 KFAX show, we already have club members that we're going to pull into that show as a faith-based, faith and business on the edge show, because there's members that have faith-based businesses, whether it's ministries or churches, or it's just at a very eclectic crowd. And so if you're a woman and you want to join the club as a business owner, of course, you must have a business to join as a business owner. Then you can join at that level. But again, if you're a career person, you can join at that level. The other level is the mentorship for students. And so this is a unique membership level. It's for our young people. And so we allow young men and young women, 12 and older, to join this level, and we mentor them. And so we're going to begin to do roundtable discussions with our young people, their roundtable discussions, our conference calls. And they get an opportunity to talk to us and ask us about career possibilities, about what's going on in the industry, and in maybe technology, maybe some area in STEM. Now we have STEM, and now we're calling it STEAM. I'm glad it's been advanced to STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. We talk to them about education. We do not talk to them about maybe personal things that's going on in their life that are, because on the calls there might be minors, but parents are encouraged to be on the calls with their children. But the reason why we made the level at 12 years old is because we want our young people to grow up and understand that there are resources and committed professionals that want to see them succeed and to go to college or go to a trade school, or maybe they're military bound, but we want to be a part and influence their future successes as well. And then the fourth membership is a premium club membership. Now, the premium club membership you cannot buy into. You must graduate to that level. That lends to opportunity for you to become an affiliated Business on the Edge trainer. And so the way that you become a premium club member is that it is based on your activity in the club, how you're interacting with other club members, how you're interacting with events and opportunities that we have. Now, make no mistake, we're busy. Busy, busy people. And so you can't participate in everything. But if you're motivated and you're committed to your future, you're going to, we're going to see that within the club. And so it allows us to make a decision on whether or not we're going to promote a club member to a premium club membership. So that's exciting. So some of the other benefits of the club, it's an exclusive business development club, motivational resources, leadership resources, monthly leadership calls. Again, if you're an affiliated Business on the Edge trainer or pointing in that direction, and by us seeing, when I say us, the Business on the Edge family, business family, company family, we'll look at that and see whether or not, you know, you have the right stuff for us to entrust that level, because we train throughout the United States. And so if we're going to promote you to a Business on the Edge affiliated trainer or premium member that leads to the Business on the Edge affiliated trainer, we need to be able to trust your character, your leadership style. It is much more than just ambition to grow your agenda. So we look at several different things to decide whether or not it makes sense, because there's a culture that we're building in Business on the Edge, and we want to make sure that we maintain that culture, healthy culture. Quarterly club events. The quarterly club events are in the Bay Area, and so some of the things that we do with regards to the quarterly club events, and I'll share what we do with those that are in other states in just a moment, but quarterly club events, we just had our event here in February for the first quarter, and we had a Christmas in February. It was really, really fun. Christmas theme, we did it at a location, here in the Bay Area called Create TV San Jose. So it was at a television studio, and we just had we had a ball. And it was an opportunity again, and the quarterly events can be a mix of men and women. It depends on what type of event it is. It's certainly for the On the Edge Women in Business Club members. No cost for the club members to come. They are always free. Those that are non-members and want to come to the club event, then they usually have a nominal fee to just kind of help cover some of the foods and all of that. And so these club events, quarterly club events, will be hosted by our premium club members. And I'll come to some of these club events and have an opportunity to share and maybe speak a little bit. But this club is for you. The club is the advancement of your legacy, your future, your dreams that you're trying to do. I'm trying to put something in your hands that you can leverage that doesn't cost a lot of money. Building business costs a lot of money. But we want to mitigate some of those costs for you and create opportunities for you. And so is it possible to be a guest on the AM 1220 KDOW show? Sure it is. Without it costing you anything. It costs a lot of money to come on and promote your business, and so we have those types of costs. But there might be something interesting that you're doing and the efforts that you're making, and I may say, hey, let's bring, you know, this particular person on the show and let's give them an opportunity, again, that they would not otherwise have. And so because I'm connected with the different platforms of media, radio, television, and online print. I write for the San Jose Women's Business Examiner, and you can connect to that actually also from the Women in Business Club, and that's a free subscription. We're launching our Silicon Valley on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, and that is our local television that we're going to be going into talking to some of the titans of Silicon Valley and some of the mom and pops of Silicon Valley. So this is all going to be on location at some particular company. So we are excited about that. So we should be launching that first show sometime here in March. We're working with the station to get that off the ground as well. So opportunities for you. The On the Edge Women in Business Club is an opportunity for you, and to leverage. We want you to leverage it. We want you to gain ground with your business. So we have quarterly live webinars, club events that are out of the area. So because you're not in the area, we'll do quarterly live webinars, club events out of the area and state. So that way you're connected and you're getting an opportunity to participate in the club through a live webinar. And now what's interesting, what we're going to do this year is we're going to start launching On the Edge Women in Business Club chapters. And if you want to be a chapter president, then there's some requirements to that. And so we're looking at third or fourth quarter that we'll begin to launch the On the Edge Women in Business Club chapters. So if you're in another state, we have a lot of women actually in other states. We have Florida, Boston, Dallas, I'm thinking off the top of my head, Chicagoland area, and so we want to Los Angeles. So we want to make sure that you're connecting in the best possible way, and then we want to bring some of our events to your area, like the This Girl is on Fire event, our Expo and Summit, Last year we did the This Girl is on Fire Global Women in the Workplace. This year it'll be This Girl is on Fire Women Titans on the Rise. And so we bring in our daughters, our young people, and we do this great event. We give away scholarships to our young girls. We have women in business vendors. It's a whole day. This year we're making it really, really huge. So as we unfold this event, if you want to come into the Bay Area and join us, that would be absolutely fantastic. We're expecting to have a evening dinner. We've never allowed it to go into the evening. Usually we finish. So we're restructuring it this year to do a semi-formal dinner, and it's going to seat 700 people. So we're going to be limited as to how many people can come in, and our guest speakers are fantastic. I cannot share who they are yet. We're still confirming guest speakers. And so we are looking at bringing in a big name speaker as our keynote. And so as soon as we get her confirmed, we'll let you know. And maybe you can get here to the Bay Area. It's going to be in San Jose. So we're excited about that, is where we're setting the venue. This is in October, by the way, October 24th, so mark your calendars for that. So more information to come on that. Coming in 2015, actually we started launching this, our Power Boost MP3 podcast webinars. And so now in the member portal you can get Power Boost club members that are in a particular SMART, small business KPI program, are the members that get to do these specific trainings, and they share maybe their expertise, maybe their life coaches, maybe their one's a New York Life agent who has fantastic information with regards to some of the insurances that we need. I think that's important. Again, another difficult service industry to, you know, get people to buy. We need life insurance. We need workplace plans. We need, you know, resources to run healthy businesses. So we want to make sure that the resources you're connecting with, that you look through the club members and you may find what you need right there. And I try to do business with as many of the club members as I possibly can, or connect them with other people that can do business with them. So some of the other things that are inside the club member portal, and I'm actually looking at the On the Edge of Women in Business Club website page, so I'm going through this. You can enjoy the Small Business Concierge. It is a trusted resource. The Small Business Concierge is a place inside the membership club portal that you'll go to. And there's resources. Just maybe you want web design. Maybe you need information with regards to your structure. We give you information about that. There are links. They're taking you directly to the places that maybe you don't have to do all of that research, and we're going to take time out of the equation. We continue to add to those resources so that way we can make it easier for you to do the business that you need to do. And so there's resources out there like BombBomb, you know, for videos. You know, maybe you want to do videos to help promote your business. And so you have to go out there and check and see what's out in that Small Business Concierge. And the only way you can get to it is to join the club. Actually, so we have a club directory, so you can connect with other club members. You can put your photo out there. You can put your website, your email, your phone number. You can put on that directory, you can put whatever you want the club members to see and for them to connect with you. You can earn points and rewards through our club rewards program, so when you purchase certain things, you earn points. And as a result of that, you get On the Edge bucks, and that you can turn around and spend back into Business on the Edge, maybe for some services or a booth or other things that advertising, things that may be available to you. And, of course, you get preferred rates. Absolutely all club members get preferred rates. They are discounted rates, you know, as a thank you to us for joining the club and putting in that effort. Again, we're trying to mitigate costs for you as well. So what else do we have? We also give 3-5% cash back when you advertise on AM 1220 KDOW through Business on the Edge. So that means if you're advertising throughout the entire platform, it's not just on the Business on the Edge show, and say you want to buy some advertising, we will act as your agent We're not looking to be an agency, but for club members and for those that do business with us that want to get some of that money back to their advertising and put it somewhere else in your business, you bring it through Business on the Edge, and we will give you 3% to 5% cash back, depending upon what type of advertising you're doing. And that's how long you're doing it, actually. So, you know, that's exciting. You're not getting that type of resource. You're putting your money in. If you put it directly into KDOW system, you will not get that 3% to 5% cash back. You would have to come through us for that. So some of the other places we're on, AM 1220 KDOW, of course, Blog Talk Radio, RadioExaminer.com. We got the Silicon Valley on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. All of these resources to help you get information to be great. I am convinced that you are supposed to have a great business, have a great career. Our young people are supposed to grow and become the titans of tomorrow, and so we want to participate in that, in each one of these, actually, in our kids' world as well. We also have on the Edge Women in Business Club a promo spotlight. Now, the promo spotlight page is a page that the public can see as well, not just club members. And you can promote your business, your services, your products, your events. And this is really funny because the club members don't take a huge – they don't use this as much. What happens typically, and it's just funny, is that, you know, they're advertising their product or their event or whatever, and they'll remember, like, the day of their event, oh, I should have – you know, put it on the promo spotlight. Well, it's here. All you have to do is send us your information, and we'll get it up. If everything's approved and it's what it needs to be, then it will go up on the, and it's no additional cost. And so anyone that comes to the On the Edge Women in Business Club page can go to the promo spotlight and get connected to you and your event. So that is a nice little feature there. We have events, so you can look on the events page. If there's events going on, you can check that out. And then you can see the list of all the past events that we've had as well. We have a great testimonial wall. You can check that out. Some of the things that they're saying about us are fantastic. I certainly appreciate it, and we continue to try to keep those testimonials updated as we get information. One of my favorite ones is from Business Owner Space in San Jose that is for small businesses, developed by the city of San Jose. You know, city of San Jose is the capital of Silicon Valley, of the technology world. And Des Woodworth said, you know, Business on the Edge picks up where we leave off. And that's what we want to do. We want to pick up where they leave off so we can get you the help and support that you need on a ongoing basis. But again, the On the Edge Women in Business Club is as well and as good as you make it. If you join the club and you don't use any of the resources, you don't get involved, that's as good as you made it. We're making it great for you to interact in different ways and to take advantage of the resources and get connected to you know, all of the information that's out there. Again, you know, get connected to the when you're, once you're inside of the portal, you know, getting connected to the Small Business Concierge and, you know, other places that are available to you within the club. I love I absolutely love the portal. And so you can get connected with that. So if you click on the Join Us page, you will find how you can join the club. And again, the membership levels, and there is the membership levels that share what out of state and out of area members get as business owners. So you can check that out as well on the club page. Now, there is a membership that I did not talk about. It's very, very new. It's the networking membership. Well, the networking membership only. That's now available. Anyone can join that level. But it's limited access to what's going on inside that portal because the On the Edge Women in Business Club is not for men. It's for women. But I have men who are very interested in participating in some of our networking events, our off-the-cuff events, things that have some cost. But they would get into the events for free. So it invites to the On the Edge Off the Cuff networking event. They would get opportunities for exclusive networking pitch at events. So they might get picked, whoever's, you know, connected to the club can get picked for exclusive pitches, opportunity to win business prizes. So that means that you could be anywhere in the nation and you have opportunities to win, opportunity to come on the Business on the Edge show, opportunity to become a Business on the Edge affiliated trainer, supporting small business development, access to the member directory, you know, and all of the resources that goes with that, access to the Coach's Power Corner for those that need that edge up while, you know, during the week and during the day. You know, we have so many things that goes on within our world. Let's hop over to the concierge really quick. I'd like to share a little bit more about the Small Business Concierge. The Small Business Concierge and just some of the things that are out there, some of the headlines, media marketing, social media marketing tools and support, government and state agencies, business resources and business support services, business security, that is a big deal, and finance, securing your computers. And I was just at an IT security event this last week for small businesses. I'm just shocked at how at risk we are with so much. I have about 4 minutes. I know I'm giving you a lot of information for the club, but it is a great club for you to connect and get busy with building business, building your career. Creative and web design headings in the Small Business Concierge, marketing, advertising, branding, online print, public relations. And if you're a small business, you must use public relations to build your business. It is absolutely phenomenal. Get connected with what's going on in your city. You know, get your name out there. Do the work that it takes to become a great small business. And if you want to join the club, you can join the club through our website at businessontheedge.biz, and you can go to our club page, and there's a 15% discount. So whatever level you're at, you just put in the code that's out there, and you're going to get that discount. So you use code T as in Tom, 99498, M as in Michael, T as in Tom, and it is on the website out there on the businessontheedge.biz club page. So you can go there, join the club, and get started with your membership and building your business, getting connected to other club members. And again, if you're interested in becoming a club president in some state, we're going to have that information in regulations and rules in terms of what you need to do to become a club president. But if you do, send me an email at onthe edge at businessontheedge.biz, and we will keep your information. And as we roll this out, we will look at you to see whether or not you would make a great president of the club for the On the Edge Women in Business Club throughout the United States. We are currently working on being in the top five markets. That is New York being number one, number two being Los Angeles, number three being Chicago, Illinois, number four being San Francisco Bay Area. We're here already. And then number five being Dallas. So, again, you're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson here on Blog Talk Radio on the Edge Women in Business Club. We want to connect with you. We want you to be successful. And so the resources, the training, the leadership, the webinars, the videos, the MP3s, the audios, the favorable rates, the opportunities to come on air, the opportunity to have an article written about you, you know, all of these and more you can access through the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Again, membership, annual membership is $75, and a professional membership, $40 annual, and then use the discount and you will get that as well. Thank you for tuning in today. You have an awesome Sunday. Get connected. Thank you, and have a great, great Sunday with your kids and your family, and God bless all of you today.